is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this episode, The Electric Cigarette. A few years ago, Harper's published a little fact that there were $1 billion spent on e-cigarettes in the U.S. that year. I didn't even know what an e-cigarette was, but now I do. I've never seen one, but I don't know anyone who has smoked one. I'm not even sure it's called smoking. My son told me that he knows people who smoke them or use them. He said that it gives you a jolt of nicotine without any smoke going into your lungs. It's electronic, thus the name e-cigarette. Some of the people in his office use them. I guess you just turn them on and the end glows red like it is burning, but it isn't. There's a battery. You plug it in just like a smartphone and recharge it. One cartridge is equivalent to 20 cigarettes or one pack. My wife looked it up on Google and found out it is an electronic inhaler that vaporizes a liquid into an aerosol mist that is taken down into your lungs. I have no idea how much one costs, but spending $1 billion on them that year, that's what caught my attention. Sometimes I feel so out of it. When I stepped into the world of retirement, I never thought I was leaving the real world. Now it seems like I see something, read something, or hear of something of which I know nothing every day. Just a few weeks ago, before checking through security at two different airports, I had to present my boarding pass. Then I noticed some people just held their phones up to this little screen and were checked through. I asked the agent what that was all about. She smiled and said that she didn't know how it worked, but some people just hold their phones up and all the information appears on a screen for her. Once again, I found myself on the outs. Today, this is most common. Before leaving for the plane, I had printed my boarding pass at home. When my siblings heard that, they indicated that they never done or heard of that. I guess I'm not the only person who's not up to date. Is there a solution to this dilemma of progressively getting farther and farther behind the times, or not understanding the world in which we live? My approach thus far has been to try to keep in touch with the latest technology. Our son has kept us connected. He likes to hang out on the edge of what is happening in the tech world. I'm not sure how long this will last. He's always been more interested in the gaming world, of which I have zero interest. Our paths coincide when it comes to reading books, newspapers, or magazines, with electronic assistance, or with music, or with watching television, or movies online. When I launched into developing a podcast, I found myself on my own. It hasn't been easy. I spent a lot of time on Google looking at how to do one thing or another to a website. I am always needing assistance figuring out how something works or why something doesn't work. One good thing about always feeling out of it is that it always gives us something new to learn each day. My old high school psych teacher, Miss Joe, taught us that we need to continue our learning all the days of our life. Little did she know the kind of world that we would live in 70 years hence. It is possible to ignore all these changes in our culture. Life would be much simpler. I'm not sure it would be better, and I feel that it would be a lot less interesting. The psych teacher I had in college, Mr. Ball, taught that we could tell when learning was taking place because there was a change in behavior, action, emotion, or understanding. I think he was right. That's the thing about e-cigarettes, smartphones, and Scrabble electronic catchphrase. That's an electronic game that is sort of like playing Scrabble, except you have this little cylinder thing that is like a ticking time bomb that you pass off when your group gets the right answer. You don't want to be caught holding the bomb. You lose. The last time I walked into a Costco store with our son in Anchorage, we stopped in front of the 3D televisions. I put on a pair of glasses, looked at the screen, and instantly reached out to catch the baseball that was coming right at me. They laughed, but I'm telling you, it looked like it was going to hit me right between the eyes. It isn't easy trying to keep up. Sometimes it even seems downright dangerous. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions or comments, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.